is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning, happy Friday. Brady Bowman with you, and we have an A+, two pluses show this morning on
Is that
Focus.
Like a triple A?
I think.
Yeah, it's up there.
Travel.
Uh-huh. It's up there. As you can hear, we have Manhattan Commission and Visitors Bureau Director Karen Hibbard in the studio. A little bit later in the show, we'll have Greg Eystone, Riley County Extension. He's going to tell me what I'm doing wrong with my bonsai tree. And also, there's a garden tour coming up. Actually, the 30th annual Manhattan Area Garden Tour is coming up a little bit later in this month. But so much to talk about here with Karen. As always, as we were saying before we came on air, this just comes up so fast. It's June 1st.
Happy June. Isn't that great?
Amazing.
And it's always a Chamber of Commerce Day in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas.
You'll notice that our community icon, Johnny Caw Bobblehead, is overlooking it. And Johnny has turned around. And you may not have known this, but he has another skill set.
And that is?
Snake watching.
Oh.
He's keeping the snakes out of the studio for you.
Thank you.
You're
I don't,
welcome.
I really
welcome.
Don't even want to go with that S word, but yeah, whatever. What a great segue, Dave, because I wanted to talk a little bit about Johnny Caw his birthday bash. Wasn't that fun?
That was a great time.
Yeah, it really was. We had a great time of celebrating Johnny. He's now 52 years old. His party hat is on there. It probably is going to either be coming down soon because you can't celebrate a birthday all year long.
You can't?
Well, you can if you want, but we've got some other fun things planned for Johnny. But I want to thank the community for their support, for coming out and really making Johnny's birthday a really special time. We had well over 350 people that came to be supportive of the efforts. As you all know, Friends of Johnny Caw are working diligently on improving that area, that plaza area, making it a very great place to have a lot of fun with Johnny, to celebrate the folklore that is there, but also to provide for Manhattan a real place for people to enjoy, to take photographs as they're here in the Little Apple, and to be able to experience that. Again, a huge shout out to John Stroh and J.S. Signs for making the hat and making that be a real special time. Also to Dave for being the MC that evening.
Oh, that was easy.
It was really fun.
Give me a microphone and I'm fine.
Yep, for the group Plastique, and Dave Zerfus for his real talent for the ballad that he wrote for Johnny Caw. I think that
isn't that awesome.
It was awesome, and it told the story. So it tells the story so well. So as well as Ron Wilson, as he wrote a ballad for an ode to Johnny, and featuring all of that, it was just great to see how the community came together.
Also, hot dogs.
Absolutely,
The best hot dog I think I've ever had.
Manhattan Meat Market did a great job, and again, that was a great celebration. Hy-Vee provided the birthday cake, and so for those folks that came and enjoyed, they were able to sample some of those delights. And certainly we want to thank Commissioner Wynn Butler, Mayor Linda Morris, Ed Klimak for his vision, and the Riley County Historical Society for making that fun. So stay tuned. Do become a friend of Johnny Caw. The bobbleheads, I am delighted to see them adorn the studio here. As you come into Manhattan Broadcasting, you're greeted by Johnny. The bobbleheads are still for sale. We have them available at the Chamber office. We're located at 501 Points Avenue. You will also be able to pick one up when you visit some of Manhattan's many attractions. But certainly the three places that you can purchase those at are at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, at Sunset Zoo, as well as the Riley County Historical Museum.
Such a great event. And also just an example that usually happens with these events in town. It's just a lot of folks coming together to collaborate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Manhattan has so many wonderful things to celebrate and to be able to help people enjoy. And so as we celebrated Johnny in a unique way, as we celebrated National Tourism Week, it was really a fun day, fun twist. But again, we encourage the community, if they want to be supportive, become a friend of Johnny Caw. You can go to our website, visit Manhattan KS, and learn more about how you can do that.
By the way, I do want to congratulate you, Karen. I didn't tell you I was going to congratulate you on this, but it was a little while ago. When was this? It was pretty recently that you earned the Travel Marketing Professional Certification from CTS Marketing
That
College.
I did.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Saw that press release.
Thank
on
you
that.
Very much. Yes, that's been a really fun educational journey to do. Tourism is very vital to our community, and I really felt that it was important for me to pursue that certification, that degree, if you wish. It took 3 years for me to accomplish that. I attended a college in Dahlonega, Georgia, every summer for a week, and it truly was a college. Classes started on Sunday night and went clear through Friday, so it was a week-long time of extensive learning as to how do you tell the story, the effectiveness of tourism to your communities. What I learned by going to the southeast part of the United States, it doesn't matter if you are in Kansas or if you're in Virginia or if you are in Florida, tourism matters, and some of those issues that we deal with are the same. It's how you tell that story to attract visitors to your community is what is vital to continue to bring them in. We're surrounded, we are blessed here in Manhattan at the Convention and Visitors Bureau with having a very strong team that does a great job of helping to tell that story. And so I'm grateful for all of those people that I get to work with on a daily basis.
And that was actually May 15th when that came out, so right around graduation weekend. So that was fitting that
absolutely.
We got that.
Yeah,
that,
I'm a scholar at heart. There you go.
was it tough to get back in school mode when you were
doing
that?
It really was sort of
have homework again and all
exactly.
that fun stuff.
Exactly. So
well, again, congrats
well, thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you.
All right. What's about? Yeah. Did you want to go ahead and move on to
sure,
that topic real quick?
Sure. Well, again, that's a great segue, Brady, for us to talk about as we market Manhattan. We are introducing. This is kind of travel season, and as you know, many of us jump into cars and go someplace. And as we do that, we as Manhattanites want to encourage people to come to Manhattan. And so you are going to begin to see we have new billboards that will be placed along Interstate 70 with a new theme that is going on. And it's Oh Manhattan. And what we consistently hear when visitors come to our community is we cannot believe how well and how much this community has changed. So our billboards are going to be reflecting that message of, Oh Manhattan. So it'll be a little bit of a play on words, but you're going to see some great photos that will help deliver the message of what all you can see and do. As you know, we live here in the Flint Hills region, and the beauty that surrounds us with the Flint Hills is absolutely amazing. We also know that Kansas is a drive-through state, so as we market along I-70 with those boards, we wanted to have some great photography that would help to capture that story. You're going to see that we have one billboard that says, Oh Manhattan, and it has a picture of Willie. So obviously Kansas State University with the athletics that draw so many people into the community, that will be greeting people. Another thing that I think is very significant and that many times we take for granted is the beauty of our skies. And if you've had the good fortune of staying up late or early mornings, you guys get up and see the moon still shining. We've had beautiful moons lately. But one of the billboards that we have is, it will say, our favorite color is sunset. And it's a beautiful orange photograph of the expansiveness of the skies. Another one is a perfect placation with a shout out to the zip line, as well as a perfect placation with a shout out to our trails that we have, whether you're hiking, biking, or on the water. And then, of course, we have another billboard as you're coming in on 177 that it's an Oh Manhattan, and we're home to the Flint Hills Discovery Center, again, encouraging people to stay here, enjoy their journey as they travel through the Flint Hills, but to make sure that they begin that time at the Flint Hills Discovery Center.
The sunsets around this
sunsets
area are just
magnificent.
Oh, so great, especially when you get to the fall. You see a lot of that orange around the evening time. We do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I was calling about the signs, you know. Of course, the Chamber of Commerce owns that land out there at 177 and I-70. If we could get a Flint Hills sign put up, I won't let you put a Manhattan sign, but a Flint Hills. And of course, I always preach about putting up an evangelist tent there to have the pop machine and the just like the cowboy concert over at Tuttle Creek Boulevard, the porta potties, and you wouldn't need the water they always complain about not having out there. And with that electronic sign, you could also have when older guys like me wander away, senior citizen alert or the Amber Alert for the missing child. I-70 shut down because of blizzard and no motels from here to there. We've got the motels here. Nobody even knows that this town is here. Okay, thank you for looking after us.
Thank you, caller, for that call. And again, people receive messages in many different ways, and the significance of putting and having those billboards up is important because it does drive people into our community with that exit number on there. Again, referring to that one sign that you're talking about, that is at on 177 as you're coming into Manhattan. That new board is going to be, again, a beautiful scenic view of the Flint Hills, as well as there's a picture of the Discovery Center in there, and it says, scrolled across the top, and I'm sorry we're on radio because you can't see it, but Brady can, and he's going, oh my goodness, that's pretty darn good. Cool. So it's Manhattan, home of the Flint Hills Discovery Center, with a beautiful view of the Flint Hills itself. So with majestic clouds as well as the grassland that is surrounding us. So again, trying to drive people into our community to shop, dine, stay, because when those visitors come into our community, they spend money, and that's what it's all about, is helping our visitors have a great experience when they're here.
Let's take a drive into our first commercial break. When we come back, I've been seeing a lot of blue and gold around the area. We'll tell you why on the other side. In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by